Romans, chapter 15. Now we who are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak, and not to please ourselves. Let each of us please his fellow man for that which is good, to edifying. For Christ also didn't please himself, but, as it is written, the reproaches of those who reproached you fell on me. For whatever things were written previously were written for our learning, that through patience and through comfort of the Scriptures we might have hope. Now the God of patience and of comfort grant you to be of the same mind one with another according to Christ Jesus. That with one accord you may with one mouth glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore receive to yourselves one another, even as Christ also received you, to the glory of God. For I say that Christ has been made a servant of the circumcision for the truth of God, that he might confirm the promises given to the fathers. And that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy, as it is written, therefore I will give praise to you among the Gentiles, and sing to your name. And again he says, rejoice, you Gentiles, with his people. And again, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, and let all the peoples praise him. And again, Isaiah says, there will be the root of Jesse, and he who rises to rule over the Gentiles, on him will the Gentiles hope. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope, in the power of the Holy Spirit, and I myself also am persuaded of you, my brothers, that you yourselves are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, able also to admonish one another. But I write the more boldly to you in some measure, as putting you again in remembrance, because of the grace that was given to me by God. That I should be a minister of Christ Jesus to the Gentiles, ministering the good news of God, that the offering up of the Gentiles might be made acceptable, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. Therefore I have glorying in Christ Jesus in things pertaining to God. For I will not dare to speak of any things except those which Christ worked through me, for the obedience of the Gentiles, by word and deed. In the power of signs and wonders, in the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem, and around Jerusalem even to Illyricum, I have fully preached the good news of Christ. Yes, making it my aim so to preach the good news, not where Christ was already named, that I might not build on another man's foundation. But, according to as it is written, to those whom it was not told about him, they will see. And they who have not heard will understand, therefore also I was hindered these many times from coming to you. But now, having no more any place in these regions, and having these many years a longing to come to you. Whenever I go to Spain, for I hope to see you in my journey, and to be brought on my way to there by you, if first in some measure I will have been satisfied with your company. But now, I say, I go to Jerusalem, serving the saints. For it has been the good pleasure of Macedonia and Achaia to make a certain contribution for the poor among the saints who are at Jerusalem. Yes, it has been their good pleasure, and their debtors they are. For if the Gentiles shared in their spiritual things, they owe it to them also to minister to them in carnal things. When therefore I have accomplished this, and have sealed to them this fruit, I will go on by you to Spain. And I know that, when I come to you, I will come in the fullness of the blessing of Christ. Now I urge you, brothers, by our Lord Jesus Christ, and by the love of the Spirit, that you strive together with me in your prayers to God for me. That I may be delivered from those who are disobedient in Judea, and that my service which I have for Jerusalem may be acceptable to the saints. That I may come to you in joy through the will of God, and together with you find rest. Now the God of peace be with all of you. Amen.